Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, refuas, rebaruch ben Miriam, chesed mer miratzi shem yichyu, zuchev fega bas mechad vizbasya, vushleima, b'sor shecho ben Yisrael, schus yichyu ben shalames, lebrach v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav, and it's based on the beautiful Sefer Orav Yishi. In Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Noach, Perek Vav, Posuk Tezayin, Sohar Tasel HaTeva, Rashi explains, Sohar Yesh Oimrim Chaloin, Yesh Oimrim Even Toiva HaMeir Olehem. Some say it's a window, and some say it is a stone that shone for them. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufches Omud Beis, Kova Ba Avanim Toivois Umar Goliois, Kidei Shiyu Meirois Lachem Katzohorayim. Put in them good stones and gems in order that they should shine to you like the afternoon. Bereshis Rabba, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Shayanoyach B'teva, Lo Tzorech Lo Racham B'yoyim, Lo Ravana B'layla, Lo Margolis Hoysal, all 12 months he was in the Teva. He didn't need the sun by day. He didn't need the moon by night. He had this shining stone. So, in the Metzius that we know, stones don't have such a great shine. They don't make such a great light that you don't need light in the room. If you have a stone. So therefore it would appear that this is a special light, a special shine of the Or HaGonuz, of the hidden light that was enclosed in the physical stone. From Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Tetzav, it's mashma that he knew this stone that was in Tevas Noach, in its physical reality. He writes, Levi havia mufutach al barekes v'hu hakarbunkala, nikos barekes al shem shenoitzetzis keborek u'meir hakener, v'chein targum barkon v'hu even shetola noach b'teva. So this very shiny stone was the stone of Shevet Levi. It was the stone of Noach, which was passed on to Levi because they shine in Torah. And Moshe, when he was born, the whole house, as Rabbeinu Bechai, was filled with light. Ki koran or ponov, chach mazadim tor ponov. And the school of this stone is that it makes foolish people wise, lightens your eyes, and they also use it for light. So it could be that Rabbeinu Bechaye knew b'metzius hafizis, physically speaking, what this stone was, because he tells us it's the barakas of Shevet Levi, because it's shown. But again, it's not mashma that it shines by itself. It's mashma there's something supernatural going on over here, because stones usually aren't that bright. So what we'd like to do is, we'd like to explain why the Yoshvei HaTeva were zoicha to this great Or Gadol. ואכן מדברי המערל בכמה מקומות עולה שאבן הטויבה לא נצריכה לצורך פיזי פשוט. In the מערל, in a few places, it comes out that this אבן טויבה was not needed for something physical. Because it was dark. Because there was light that came from the window. Because Noah sent the Orev from the ark. So apparently there was he sent the raven. So apparently there was a window where they could light candles. So besides the old pashut, this Evan Toiva was like the Shemesh, so that the Teva should be like the Bria, like the world with a Shemesh. We We find another comparison between the stone and the sun, not only mitzvah the light, but by Avraham Avinu. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tezayin on the base, Evan Toiva Haisatulia B'tzavor Shel Avraham Avinu, Shekol Choy LeHaroyo Isoy, Miyad Misrape. There was a stone hanging on the neck of Avram that any sick person who would see it immediately would get better. When Avraham Avinu died, Kadosh Baruch Hu was hung this stone, Begalgal Achama. Now the Shnas Chama, the solar year, is so. By the way, you see that you have this stone, and then it was put in the sun. You see a connection between the stone and the sun. Now the solar year, as we said, is approximately 10 days longer than the lunar year. And the Gra says, this is Bechinas Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, we spoke about this at length. So we learn from the Gra, Shan Hogas Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yibavchinas Shemesh. So these extra 10 days of the Shnas HaLavana correspond to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shnas HaChama, the extra 10 days correspond to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Because the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is like the sun, as opposed to the other days, which are the moon. But these extra 10 days are the sun. And just like the Shemesh is the source of light and is Mashpia Or, doesn't receive light, it gives light, so to these days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva are days of being a Makor Mashpia. Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, and he's leading the world himself, not Derech Shluchim. And therefore, there's a special hanhaga of God's goodness and mercy, infinite mercy, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And it would appear that there's an additional matter here. It says in the Gemara and Yuma, and Av Chov Gimel Omer Aleph, and Elov Vein of Ob, and Shom Chapos, and Menem Mishiv, and Esmeyam, 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 and Esmeyam. Those who are insulted but don't insult back, and they listen to people despising them, degrading them, defaming them, and they don't answer. They act out of love, and they're happy with their Yisurim. About them, the sun, the Pasuk says, those who love God are like the sun shining in all of its power. So what's the connection to the sun? So the Rishonim explain, Tosis and the Rosh HaLatoyer and Bereshis, that's because the sun was silent when the Levana was Makatrik, he Efshel Shnei Melachim Sheishtamshu B'Keser Echot. So it would appear that B'Schus Zeh Miskayim B'Shemesh Ein Olam Miskayim L'Shom Mishabolim Mis'atzim B'Shatz Meriva. Gemara says in Chulin 89a that the world only exists for those who seal off their mouth at a time of quarrels, as it says, Toile Eretz al Blima. So therefore, the world stood in the schus of the sun that didn't answer back when the moon said, hey, it's not fair that me and the sun should both be kings. Fenifla lizboine, that the sun, which closed its mouth, B'Shas Meriva, Mezoiche, that physically speaking, our entire world is dependent on the sun. If there wouldn't be a sun, we wouldn't be able to exist, because the power of gravity of the sun causes the other stars in that system that they don't fall. They go around the sun. It's just like the sun holds them up. Not only that, if not for the sun, we'd all freeze to death. So since we explained that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are Yimei Chama, so it would appear that just like the Chama, the sun was insulted and didn't answer back. Havaras Hamidus, that's the Hanhag of Hashem. Mavir al Midoisev, Rabbeinu Yoina, Shari Tshuva, Aleph Chavches, Bikri HaTshuva, Sinyan HaKniya, Shianhag Shel Kniya, Gam Klapei HaBriyos, Habei Shval Ruach, Bifnei Kol Odom, to be low in front of all people. And he writes at the Gemara, Mavir al Midoisev, Ma'avirin lo Yaakov Pshav, that's a Pesach Tikva Nichbad Me'oid. It's an opening of hope that's very, very distinguished. That a person should be Ma'avir al Midoisev. He should let things go. don't answer back. So it appeared that this is a Pesach Tikva that can save us, this Mavral Midosav. Look at the sun, this Mavral Midosav, and the sun, whole world stands beschus the sun. So that's a Pesach Tikva for us, to just keep our mouths closed, not to answer. And this relates to the sun during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, the sun. The Seres Yimei Tshuva are connected to 10 extra days of the solar year, the sun. The sun didn't answer back, and the whole world stands in the schus of the sun. We could have that same schus of the world being in our schus of being boiling pif b'shas meriva. And pizorcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendous rachamim. So if so, the ne'elovim ve'inam ovim have a makor for their anhaga from the sun. Where did the sun learn this from? So it would appear that the sun learned it from Hashem. He was the first one who was Mavra Midaisav B'Sheirash HaBriya. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamsem himself to make room for the rest of the Briya. So that's a Havara Al Midaisav, just Hashem contracting himself to make room for creation. Once Hashem saw that the world wouldn't stand by Midas HaDin, so he agreed to tack on Midas HaRachamim in order that the world should exist. So that's also being Mavir al Midaisav. He had a Midah and he said, all right, I want it to be Din, but I'll just put in Rachamim also in order that you should exist. Talmud Dvora writes in Perek Aleph, Midas Mikel Kamoicha, Amida Zois Mor al Yosef Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ne'el Av Soivil Elbon, Mashalo Yechileu Rayon, Rein Regesh Lo Yedam Nodz Nizon Miskayim Yikoich Elin HaShafir Bo Yola. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is so amazing. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us life every second. And and as we're sinning, he's giving us life. So that's Mamish HaMelech Ne'elav. And he takes it, and he just keeps giving us as we're insulting him and doing Averis. As people are being Koifer, Hashem is giving them the Koich HaDibur. It's Mamish unbelievable to think about that. That's what it means. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Uchanan, Hashem before the sin, Hashem after the sin. Hashem before the sin, Shem Havoya Rachamim, because he was mitzamsim himself to make room for the Briya. Hashem after the sin, even after the sin, Hashem is Mavra al Midosav, and he's Soivel Elbon Mashilei Chilei Orion, he takes the insult, which is hard to perceive, to conceive of. So it appears that since the Havor al Midos was expressed b'tzimtzum ha'ol v'gnizasoi by contracting his light, therefore the sun that was silent b'shas merivah was mavar al midoseha zachsa she'or ha'gonuz yigonuz bo. So the or ha'gonuz is in the sun. Where was the or ha'gonuz? In the Torah, Torah o, as it says in so many sfarim, and also in the sun, which hopefully we'll speak about in a different shir. Because the Shemesh isn't the Etzem Ha'or, it's the Ma'or, it's what shines from the Etzem Ha'or. The Shemesh is a Nartik for the Or HaGonus. So is Mashman Ramban, Bereshis Aleph Yedalit. V'inyihim Oiris ki mechomer ha'shamayim gozal b'rishon shi'e or midas ha'yoyim ve'ata gozal shi'izgashen v'yisav v'inu guf meir. So the Yim Oiris is the Etzem Ha'or. And then on the fourth day, then they have the guf ha'meir. Amr Bereshis Rabbatani Oiris Shenivra B'Shis Mei Bereshis Nignizah V'Hechani Mitukenes L'Stik Mas Lava. So this light was put away for the Tzaddikim at the end of days. That's the Or of Maisa Bereshis, that's the Or of the first day. And then it's going to come out at the end of days. V'Yor HaLevana Ko Or HaChama V'Or HaChama Yeshivasayim Kol Shivasayomim. Then the moon is going to be like the sun. The sun's going to be seven times the light of the 7 days. And in the Malbim, he writes that the Shemesh Mitzad Atzma was a Guf Choshuch. The Or HaGonuz was Nignaz B'Seich HaNartik Shel HaShemesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasid Lavo is going to take the light out of the Nartik of the Shemesh. Malbim. So since the place where the light was stored, the original primordial light was stored, therefore the Torah, which is also the place of the Or Elyon, is also called Shemesh. So as Mashma HaYisran Lodem Chol HaMolo She'amal Tachas HaShemesh Rashi Tumuras HaToyra Shikruya Or. What benefit is there for man, all of his toil, under the sun? What is it under the sun? Instead of Torah, which is called light. What schar is there for anything but Torah? That's Rashi. So the Shemesh is Torah. Tachas HaShemesh is Tmuras HaShemesh, like Ayin Tachas Ayin. What benefit is there what he does instead of Torah? There's no Tmura for the Yorah Torah, B'olam HaGashmi. Zeh Shemo Kamo SheKatuv SheSchar Tzadikim Lo Asid Lov is going to be the Yorah Ganuz. So the Tzchar Tzadikim is also going to be God's going to take the sun out of its sheath, out of its nartik. So that's the Gilui HaOr. That's the Oraganas that they're going to be Zerich at the end of the days. Amalei Torah, it says in Tanchuma, they're going to be Miskayim, Mekayim. They saw the great light. That's the Schar, the Amalei Torah, is to see this Oraganas, this primordial light, this great spiritual vision, which I have no idea what it is because I wasn't Zerich and I hope to be Zerich and I hope that you're with me. We should all be zeichet together, mitzvah. ולפי דברינו, שהשמש זכתה לאור הגנוז, the shemesh was zeichet to this light because of the anova, because the shemesh was Mavra al Midoisev, and therefore it got this great light. Now is the schus that the sun has this great light, because the sun is Mavra al Midoisev. Didn't argue with the moon when the moon said, hey, you can't have two kings. So therefore, if you have an Anav, who's Mavra al Midoisev, and his Mavatel is Atzmius, he's also going to be Zeichet to the this Oraganus, like the Gemara says, Ketzei Shashemesh B'Gvuratza, like the sun coming out in all of its power, all of its strength, all of its glory. Now the Shemesh is called Hamora Gadol, the Yerech is called the Mora Katan. So the Gaon and others explain that a Gadol HaSamech HaShulchan Acharon is called a Katan. A Katan Samech, Uzeno Samech HaShulchan Acharon is not called a Gadol. If a Gadol is reliant on others, he's a Katan. If a Katan is not reliant on others, he's a Gadol. So the Yerech, which has no inherent light, it relies on the sun, it's called a katan. The sun, which has its own light, is called a mora gadol. According to this, it would appear that we can explain the comparison between Mavra and Midoisev and the Shemesh another way, because the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah writes, Mavra and Midoisev, he's not strict with those who cause him tzar, and he just leaves his midos and he goes. The reason most people aren't Mavra al-Midoisehem, they're not Mevater, is because they don't have Or Atzmi, they're Samech al-Shulchan Acher, and they need the cover from other people. It's Lama Ma'amav al-Chevrati Koveh at Etzem Hargashat HaMut v'Chashivut. What gives them Chashivut? When other people say they're Chashiv, and if somebody laughs at them, makes fun of them, and you don't answer, so for such a person, he feels like, oh, he went down. He's not worth anything. So he can't not answer. He has to answer to show he is worth something. But somebody whose self-worth is not dependent on society, so he's a mora gadol, he's samech al shulchan atzmi, he's like the shemesh. And mameli, he's zochet to the bracha of ketzeis ha-shemesh b'gvurasa. He's like the sun. Because he's... He has his own light. He doesn't need light from other people. Rambam writes, "Hanoike mechaver beloisesel roi lo ladim dios mavir amidoisel akol divrayelam shakol etzam avinim divrei hevel v'avai ve'enim kedai linkom aleim." So those who have their own light, they don't need to be no king. They don't really care. They realize, what's this world worth anyway? Let it be. Go right there. In the Biur of Rabbi Avraham ben Agro, he writes that Moshe Rabbeinu, his panu was Pnei Chama. Kivan shekamoshe kshachama shatka mitoch anava, just like the Moshe Rabbeinu had the face of the sun, just like the sun was humble and didn't answer the moon, and then it got this great light because it was silent. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, from his shtika and his anava. So he had this great light also. He was also zocher to kaseis Hashem shbivurasa. So there's a chiddush. The pashtus, his face shone because he had asaga in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Torah and amikoch anava. But apparently it's both. Torah elevates a person, but so does anava. Even though he has all this greatness, he's still an anav. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Meshech Chochma writes, Shmos Gimel Yud Aleph, Ibn Eshagadla Asagasa Be'alokas Panim El Panim V'dovuk Tomid Be'alokim Emes V'batam V'metziuso Anoshis Kener B'fnei Ha'avuka. He's a Sagan God, is Panim El Panim. He's Dovik in the true God. He's Batal in his human Metzius, like a candle in front of a torch. So the greater he got, the more of an anav he became. Because when you're so close to God, you realize what a nothing you are, comparatively. And mikoich anav yizochet Torah, like the Ruach Chaim says, an anav knows how to open himself up, open his mind up, and listen and hear and learn. So Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet of this great light; his face shone. But he always remained in the shade. But Sael Shakai Yisloina is darshan about Moshe Rabbeinu by Chazal. He was in the shadow of God. He was in the shadow. He was in dark. The shade is the Metzias Shibetz and Bittel Metzias. Where do you get shade from? A lack of light. But Moshe Rabbeinu's lack of light was Sael Shakai. He was in the shadow of Hashem. Hashem's glory. The appearance of godly light in a person's soul is bedargas neshama. As hopefully we'll talk about when we get to Yosef HaTzadik. And the way to get up to the mile of neshama is like the Dveikus Batara, like Nefesh HaChaim says, Sharal Perak Tezayin. The only way to get there, to get these lights in one's neshama, is by learning. Because that's the way God created the world. You want to get to God, you have to learn. By the way, what's the gematria of Tzel? 120. It's the Moshe Rabbeinu who was Betzel Shakai, who was Mevatel his own self and ended up being in the shadow of God. It's his, who lived 120 years. But it would appear that the Nefesh HaChaim writes that there's no other way to get the mile of neshama. That's mitzat sefer of avodah ragil. But somebody's oimid b'nisayon, which is very, very difficult, he's also zoche b'malas ha-neshama. Like it's mashman rashi, b'sof perek zeh ha-boirer, l'mralo from the base, v'dizivle kebar basya, k'moish ishu ben basya, v'misha makrin o'ponu k'moish rabbeinu, v'dizivle al-shem shayo chocham, v'chsiv chocham azadim toyo ponov, v'mitzasi b'sefer ha-gadu shia ma'u kfa bar tshuva, שנעשה נביא שמתוך תוך כנסעת אצלו וכובש יצרוי ופטרו לשלום ונשרפה וכשהיוצא לשוק היניר דולק בראש מן השמיים השם האור שיזור יכולת. Amazing. הרוק was about תשובה. He had an opportunity to have a nice time with the lady and he was כובש as יצר and he said שלום. He was healed and when he was walking on the street he had this great light on his over his head. And the Gemara compares him to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu shone, so to Mar Ukva. And he was over to this because he was misgaber on Nisayon. Ulfiza nera shezeo shabateva yirlam ha-margalit keshemesh. Because the Yoshvei HaTeva were the only one who weren't swept after the Yetzer Hara. Ki yishchis kol baser es darko al haaretz. And you're also knowing precious in the Teva. So since they were machnia koichas haguf, they were zochet to this great light that this Evan Teva should shine so much. So we spoke earlier about Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to kirun ha'opanav mikoich ha'anova. Because Anov is bitul gomer shal ayesh klapi or ruchni elyon, and therefore yizochet to the light. Bitul ayesh ayde Anov yizochet to this great light from above. It's like a person who's kovish is yetzer, yizochet the great light we saw by Marukva. So you can get it by Torah, you can get it by overcoming the sionis, by having Anov. There's obviously a lot more to say about this very deep topic, and hopefully we will discuss it in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.